Dave and Fionnuala, weekdays 3 to 6 on iRadio.
It's Dave and Fionnuala. Around this time of the day, we will play you a sound.
I've got money!
We'll ask you to guess. If that's the sound, what's the story? Some days more difficult than others. Give hints today that it was about the signs of wealth.
Like being able to retire early, to go on holidays quite regularly. It's research that's actually been done in the UK by HSBC Bank. But people also think that having a kitchen island in your house and a private driveway are symbols of luxury and wealth.
Private driveway is a funny one that definitely applies more to the UK than here, because you think of all the rural houses. Well, we all have private driveways, and a lot of the estates too, there would always be room for at least two cars.
I think when you look at the signs, people saying, oh yeah, being able to retire early and go on holidays, like quite often, very, very obvious signs of wealth. I would say there are many we can look out for that are more subtle. And particularly, do you know when you're a kid and you've got your own frame of reference for what your house is like, mm-hmm. but then you go to school, you start going over to friends' houses. When I was a kid and going over to other houses, if I saw that they had all brand name cereals, I was like, oh, there's a bit of money floating around here, sir.
I've got some wealthy friends, it seems. Went to a friend's house when you were younger and the dinner was not spud based. Bit of wealth.
Yes, that
bit
is
of wealth
so
going
true.
On. A bit of rice of a Tuesday, huh? I've got wealthy friends here.
And it's so funny how these things change, because again, when I was growing up, if I went to someone's house and they had like a skybox or just all the channels, I was in awe.
You know,
but like now that's obviously become a lot more normal.
Actually, I would argue that that has come back round again as a sign of wealth. Because
oh, really?
Nobody had Sky, then everybody had Sky. And then a dodgy sticks came in and nobody had Sky. People who are paying for Sky now, they're very wealthy. They're doing it legally and I have to applaud them. Yeah, ban those dirty, dodgy sticks and boxes. Disgraceful behaviour. But it's a sign of wealth.
En suites.
En suites.
Yeah.
As a sign of wealth.
Like, again, when I was growing up, I feel that they were not as common as they are now. So if I went to a friend's house and, like, their parents' room had an ensuite or whatever, or their own room, like, my God, that was a new level.
Here is a subtle sign of wealth for me. And I want to know, do you agree with this or do you think I'm talking nonsense? Somebody who doesn't have to finish every single crumb of food that they get, whether that is in a restaurant or a takeaway or at home, they don't finish every single crumb of food. They finish eating when they are full. And that stems back to, because most people, we would have been told, eat every single grain of food on that plate because money was spent towards it and money is tight. Whereas the people who come from wealth and are wealthy themselves, they just see food as, well, food. I don't need to finish it. I'm full. Why do I need to?
And then they're thinking, like, actually, I can just go in and grab a snack whenever I want.
Correct. The fridge is full. The cupboards are full. There is a great choice of snacks. A subtle sign of wealth. I don't know if you agree with me. It's a bit pie in the sky, a bit notion-y of a theory, but that is mine.
I really would love to know what you would add to this, because I think it varies wildly between, like, we've a mention here for a laundry chute, and I'm like, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
I've never actually seen one in person, but I know they exist, and I would be like, yes, you've got money.
I've only seen them in hotels in America. I've never actually seen an Irish house with a laundry chute.
Yeah, so if you're not clear, this would be where there'd be a passage from a room upstairs down into like a laundry basket or into the utility room, so that you don't have to walk down the stairs with your laundry bag or your clothes like a peasant.
What is a sign of wealth in Ireland in 2025 that isn't blatantly obvious? You can say the Range Rovers and the Rolexes, but the subtle signs of wealth in 2025. 087 1 102 107. What have you seen and thought, they have some money about them? It is Dave and Fionnuala, 23 minutes past four. HSBC, they're a bank in England, and they asked a load of their customers, hey, what do you think is a sign of wealth? A lot of them said kitchen island, private driveway for the cars, being able to take many holidays, retiring early. Ah, yeah.
Kind of obvious.
Not really interesting answers. Not when you have answers from yourself. Like throwing return bottles away.
Oh yeah, I gotta get that 15 cent back.
They don't need them. That's a real sign of wealth. Or stupidity. I don't know, Jessica, because I'm not wealthy and I have not used a return machine yet. So probably stupidity. One of those really fancy hot instant water taps.
Yeah.
Quilkers.
100% when I say I have wanted one of those and I'm just like, it's just not in the budget. Like,
are they not $2,000 or $3,000 to get in?
Oh my God, are they?
Yes.
Sorry, I actually thought they were like a few hundred and even then I was like, ah, no, I can't justify that. Are you telling me they're in the thousands?
So the Quilker taps, I don't know if I'm even saying it right. It's Quilker with a Q.
Yeah.
They will give you filtered water and hot water instantly all the time. I'm nearly certain they're $2,500-$3,000. Somebody right. who has wealth about them listening to this show will be able to tell us how much it took for them to put in. Remember I said, oh, anyone with a Range Rover, it's not instantly a sign of wealth because a lot of them would be on finance. Well, I have a theory. It's Pat's about someone with a Range Rover with wealth.
Real sign of wealth. Well, I think the real sign of wealth at the minute, you know, I know you're saying about your fancy Rolexes and your Range Rovers and all that. Sure, like, the real wealthy lads don't need them yokes to be advertising they're wealthy. But when you see one of those big Range Rovers and it on the British registration plate and I might say across the front to it, Mayo Home for Sam or something. But you see that guy jump out with the Gucci jeans, two sizes too small for him, teeth, you need to wear sunglasses to look at him, and he fires four or five bags of wet coal into the back cream leather seats of her at the local filling station and drives off to his little holiday cottage before he fecks off back to London again.
That's a real sign of wealth, having a really expensive car or Jeep and just abusing it to throw in dirty bags of coal.
Pat has just given us a mini dissertation. That was beautiful. Thank you.
Pat, I hope you haven't slandered anyone with a English registration Range Rover who wears Gucci pants, two sizes too small to them, and throws dirty bags of coal into the back seats of the cream leather interior of a Range Rover. Otherwise, we're in serious legal trouble if that person exists.
Pat, thank you for your contribution, though.
What is a sign of wealth to you? Is it that? Hey!
Dave and Fionnuala
with Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.